Chapter 7. He will cause you to do right. There are people who take drugs because when they do, they get high and feel they can do absolutely anything and even be superhuman. Sometimes some people get drunk and start staggering around, totally oblivious of where they are or what they're doing. Well, let me tell you something, child of God. You don't need drugs. You don't need nicotine, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, or alcohol. What you need is the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost takes over your spirit, your soul, and your body, you're changed forever. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27, the Bible says, "And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them." In this scripture, God is saying he will bring the Holy Ghost into your life, who will give you the ability and capacity to obey him and do his will. You'll no longer struggle to please God or do right. You won't need to try to do his will anymore. God said, "I will put my spirit within you and cause you to do my will. I will cause you to obey my statutes, to walk in my statutes, and follow my judgments." In other words, when you find yourself going in the street and the Holy Ghost suddenly says to you, "Stop, turn left," you would have responded ever before you had the time to reason it out. When the Holy Ghost comes into your life, everything you do turns into success. You know, some people don't understand how we're able to draw the large crowds that attend our services and crusades. They think it's the result of good publicity. No, it's not the publicity in itself that draws the crowds. It's the Holy Ghost. The publicity we do is anointed by the Holy Ghost. When we release handbills and invitation cards or put a promo on television to advertise a program, they are anointed by the Holy Ghost. So when we invite people, they are anointed by the same Holy Ghost, who causes them to come. Many of them don't know why they're coming, but they all just keep coming. They come out of their homes, offices, and shops because of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Now let me tell you something. The same power of the Holy Ghost that pulls people into our meetings without many of them knowing why they're coming will begin to pull success and favor into your life. You know why? It's because God loves people and loves to bless people. That's why he brought you into this world to bless you and to favor you. That's why he gave you the Holy Ghost, who causes you to do the right things that release the blessing and the favor of God upon your life.